After weeks of speculation, President Clinton named the members of the National Security Team for his second term today. The president chose U.N. Ambassador Madeleine Albright to replace Warren Christopher as Secretary of State. She would be the first woman to serve in that job. President Clinton also named retiring Senator William Cohen of Maine, a Republican, to replace William Perry as Secretary of Defense. Anthony Lake, who's been National Security Advisor, is Director Designate for the CIA. Lake would replace John Deutsch there. All of these positions have to be confirmed by the Senate. The president also said that Sandy Berger, who is now Anthony Lake's deputy, will become National Security Advisor. That job does not require Senate approval. Joining us here in Washington to talk about these appointments and some of the foreign policy issues that face the Clinton administration over the next 4 years are NPR's Tom Gelton and Ted Clark, and from our bureau in New York, NPR's Mike Schuster. And we have a question for all three of you. Let's start with Mike Schuster in New York. Mike, you've worked in Moscow and most recently been traveling in Central Asia. The question is, what parts of the world do you think would pose the greatest foreign policy challenge for Mr. Clinton's second term?
Well, just as in the first term, Russia poses a great challenge for the Clinton administration during these next 4 years. The future of Russian reform and Russian democracy is still not set, still not certain. The future of President Yeltsin in his second term is not clear. The Clinton administration in his second term will inevitably face a new leader. President Yeltsin's term ends before President Clinton's term does. And given the state of President Yeltsin's health, it's uncertain whether he will live to complete his second term. And it is not at all clear, completely uncertain, who will follow Yeltsin and even what policies may be forced upon Yeltsin in this next 4 years. So I think certainly Russia is one of the biggest foreign policy challenges for the United States now.
Ted Clark, what would you add to that?
Well, I would add China. I think this is going to be the year of China. It is becoming increasingly powerful, the second most powerful military force in Asia now. And in 1997, Hong Kong reverts to Chinese control. The whole world, and especially Asia, will be watching very closely to see how smoothly that goes. The U.S.-China trade deficit continues to rise, which means trade tensions between the two countries could get out of hand if not properly managed. And I think that the administration is already anticipating some of these problems by trying to upgrade relations with China. There will be an exchange of visits by the two presidents. So I would look to China and also the Korean Peninsula, which, as always, is a source of potential instability.
Tom Gelton, I assume you want to say a word about Bosnia here and the challenge ahead there.
Well, Bosnia, I think, is going to decrease in importance, actually, in the coming months. I think that the United States is determined to get out of there at the end of the 18-month period. I'd actually draw attention to a couple of other crisis spots that we don't always think of as huge challenges. One of them is Saudi Arabia, which is the closest U.S. ally in the Islamic world. That government is weak right now, threatened by a radical Islamic movement. If that government topples, there would be a lot at stake in terms of U.S. relations with the Islamic world in general. And secondly, in Central Africa, again, a place where the United States may not have a lot at stake strategically, but their instability, the breakup of states, could have enormous humanitarian crises, and that would present problems for the administration.
Looking to the second term, will the policies be different? You have new people in place, and you also have the fact that President Clinton will not have to be running on his record again. It's all over for him. So anything different that you see out there?
Well, I wouldn't say there are new people in place. I'd say they were old people in new places for the most part. Mm-hmm. And I don't anticipate that the second term will be radically different in foreign policy than the first term. I think it will continue to be a rather cautious, pragmatic, step-by-step type of foreign policy team.
Let's go back to what Tom mentioned about peacekeeping, about getting out of Bosnia. Tom, do you think that is going to be accomplished without much difficulty in the second term, or could there be some landmines waiting there?
There definitely could, though. I think that the United States has done a couple things by planning out with a little bit more of a long term what it should do in Bosnia. The administration is now committed to staying there for 18 months, and it already has accomplished a lot. So this is a much more realistic approach than what it took a year ago when it tried to do twice as much in less time. Also, the United States is working a lot more with European countries to promote a European approach to this, an all-European defense force, for example, that could take over after the United States. So I think that the United States is better positioned with respect to Bosnia actually to get out of there.
Mike Schuster in New York, what do you see different in the relationship between the White House and the United Nations, for example, and also the role of the U.S. in peacekeeping forces in other places in the world?
I'm not sure, Noah. I think that since the beginning of the Clinton administration, obviously President Clinton and his foreign policy team have moved rapidly away from supporting multilateral initiatives and peacekeeping. They're not happy with them. The United States still isn't up on its dues to the UN. It still opposes the renewal of the term for Secretary General Boutros Ghali. I think that there will probably be a new Secretary General at the UN, but the United States has engendered a lot of hostility from nations at the UN by its ouster of Boutros Ghali. So I would think that the United States will still have difficulties at the UN over these next few years.
What about the issue of nuclear proliferation? We're talking about that on the program today. That's been raised by several retired military people here in Washington. What about terrorism and proliferation in the second term?
I think nuclear weapons policy is a very, very important issue, very dangerous issue still in the aftermath of the Cold War, that although the Clinton administration has an important agenda on these issues, it's not been a very public agenda and it's not engaged in very public diplomacy on nuclear weapons and nuclear policy. The Clinton administration is the first administration since Lyndon Johnson not to have engaged in a significant negotiation with the Soviet Union, with Moscow, let's say, over the limitation or reduction of nuclear weapons. It's still waiting for previous administrations' treaties to get implemented, yet it hasn't pushed hard enough, at least publicly, with Moscow to fulfill all the terms of the various START agreements. I think that this is a very important issue, but it's likely that the administration will remain quiet on it for the next term.
Ted Clark, human rights, briefly, we saw some difficulties in the relationship with China regarding trade and human rights. Do you see a change there?
Well, I think, if anything, human rights will play less prominently in a second term than it did at the beginning of the first term. I think this administration has concluded the most important thing it can do is to maintain good relations with the major powers in the world, China, Russia, Europe, Japan, and human rights will be raised as an issue but will not be allowed to disrupt the relationship between the U.S. and those major powers.
Tom Gelton, to conclude, the second term of the Clinton administration still trying to figure out, really, I would think, foreign policy after the Cold War.
Right, and the Clinton administration is not the first to do this. The Bush administration had a couple of years to figure it out, came up with the phrase a new world order. We'd hardly remember that now. The Clinton administration came up with the phrase as a main aim, enlarging democracy and world trade, but that's a very vacuous, sort of ambiguous phrase, and they haven't really figured out what that means in practice yet. So we're going to see, I think, some trial and error policies here followed in the next 4 years.
Thanks, gentlemen. Tom Gelton and Ted Clark in Washington, joined by NPR's Mike Schuster from New York.